As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you have ever felt that you are alone with your thoughts, or that you're too weird or too quirky, or you've just never found somebody that thinks the way that you do, well, I like to think that you found this podcast because, well, we think the same. And I've done it lots on this podcast before, but I want to show you this in a very authentic way. I don't want to just tell you that you're not alone with your thoughts. I want to show you. So I had this idea. There's a lot of stuff going on in my life right now. For example, I've been working on my third book, which is really exciting. That is finally ready to go into printing, and I'm about to lose my friggin' mind. It's so scary. There's no way that I will be ever okay with printing book. It's one, it's a lot of money. And two, I don't even know if people are going to like it. I don't even know if I like it anymore. It took me 4 years, but it's the finally time. I'm so excited. And I'm also working on an EP. I bought a house. I'm trying to renovate that home. And there's a lot, there's literally everything going wrong with it. But what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of thoughts that are going through my head each and every single day. And I thought it'd be a really cool idea, and I want you to be honest with me. So message me on Instagram or wherever. I really wish podcasts had a comment section. But message me on Instagram and let me know if this is something that you enjoyed, because I think the concept is really cool, but if it's not something you enjoy, then I'll scrap it. But if this is a podcast that you do like, please let me know and I'll keep them coming. So here's the concept. I have these thoughts that flow through my mind every single day, just like you do. They may be far left field, they may be far right, they may be just so weird, they may be too blunt, or they may be exactly what I need to hear, and I finally realize it for myself. Because those are the things, right? Like, it's on those days when we're going out for a walk, or we're walking our dog, or we're in the car driving, and that's the times when I'm really thinking, and I wanna capture that authentic moment. And I want to share it with you. And so that's exactly what I did. So I have three thoughts that I'd like to share with you. And I hope you can relate. Hopefully I'm not the one who's alone here. Now, thought number one is about control when you're in a stressful situation, like I am with my house right now.
One of the things that I've realized during this very stressful yet really, really happy experience in my life of buying a home is that you're going to be overloaded with these emotions. There's going to be so many things going through your mind. And it's kind of like experiencing love for the first time. How when you meet somebody, you're just so dang happy. And then as the time goes on, you go through your stages, and then you start to find flaws, and you start to find things that you don't like, and they start to find the same about you. And it just becomes so overloaded. And the way that I think that I'm able to process those is to place them in categories of things that I can't control and things that I can control. And I always go back to like the quote that my mom always used to say to me growing up. And I've said it many times on the podcast before, but whatever happens, happens, is a quote that I live by. And it doesn't sound very motivational if you just read it, but it helps me a lot because it allows me to place those things that are out of my control after that comma. You know, whatever happens is going to happen, and we're going to figure it out, and we're going to be okay. There's a lot more to that quote than to just those three words. And so with the home stuff, you know, I went in, I bought the home, I managed all my money very, very well. I planned it all out. I did as much as I can. And each renovation and demolition that we did, we uncovered things that, you know, we weren't planning on uncovering. And so that just happens. That literally happens. And how can I sit here and think I'm the one that's in control of that when this home is almost 70 years old? This thing that was controlling it was 70 years ago. It was the people that built it. It's not my control. It's not the person that inspected the home because they can't look through walls. It's a person 70 years ago. It's not me. And so I need to release that. I need to let go of that. And I need to handle what I can handle.
Now, jumping over to a different topic, like I said, these thoughts are just random. We're going to talk about relationships and how I knew that I was in love and that I was with the right person at the right time, and this is it.
I've been thinking a lot about love
recently.
And I know a big question that I was asking myself at the start of any relationship was this the right person? Was this the right time? The cliche. I know a lot of you ask that as well. And I'm now 3 years into a relationship. And the way that I figured it out is I want to keep working. That I don't want anyone else. That's how you know you're in love. That you don't want anything but them. That no matter what you guys go through, what life has thrown at you, you are willing to work it out. And it doesn't mean to say that just because you're in love, you're not allowed to do anything else, live anything else, breathe anything else without breathing in your partner. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the way that I found out I was in love is that I always wanted to work at it. I always want to help my partner and move forward with my partner. And when I ask myself where I want to be in 5 years, you know, they're my first answer. And I think that...
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter month, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Really stood out to me. It's not when you see somebody else attractive, because, hey, just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean there's not attractive people. There's hot people in the world. That's normal. That's been around. It's whether or not you, where your heart is. And my heart is with my partner, and it's in the future with my partner, and it's wanting to work on it. And so no matter where I am in my mind, I'm always with them. And if there's someone out there questioning if they're with the right person, they're at the right spot, well, ask yourself where you see yourself in 5 years. Are they on your list? Is there anything that can happen right now in your life or in theirs that is going to just separate the whole idea of you two? And let's be honest, there might be something, but if it's even just a little thing, say you failed a test or you didn't get a job, does that end your relationship? Because something in your life didn't go right? Does that affect your relationship? I think that's the question, right? Sorry, if you hear growling, I'm at the dog park.
I have now left the dog park, so no more growling and no more wind or barking or anything like that. However, I did have this next thought in the car, which is where I have majority of my thoughts. And it is about passion. I get the question a lot as to why I do what I do, how I found my passion and everything, and I wanted to touch on it. So, can you relate?
I want to talk about passion because I get this question a lot as to when did I know that I was a poet, or when did I become into poetry or become an author or anything like that. And these are questions from people that are only seeing a certain experience of me. So they're only coming into my life when, let's say, I'm 10 years down into my career. So I started social media about 10 years ago. And I've always enjoyed writing ever since I was in English class. And I would always like not do very well on English papers because let's be honest, I didn't like reading. I freaking hated it. And I hated researching. And I just wasn't good at citing any sources. And I figured, okay, let's not do any plagiarism. Let's just not include any sources. And so any essay that I ever wrote, I just wrote off like the thought of what I thought it would be or what I thought this should go or how history was. I don't know, all of these things. I just like went off how I felt about it. And so then fast forward to now, I've written 2 books. I just finished writing my 3rd and it will be coming out this year. And I get all the questions all the time. How did I know I wanted to be a writer? How did I find poetry? How did I know I was good at it? Blah, 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 blah. And it was all just trial and error. It was just kind of me finding myself. And so when we talk about passion, my passion growing up was sports. It was being an athlete. I wanted to be an NHL player. I wasn't good enough. And then I ended up just getting a lot of concussions. So I was better off being like a broken hospital rep boy than I was being an athlete. But I still play sports every single day, every single week. And I do love it. But that passion died when I was 16 years old after all my head injuries. And so it's not like YouTube and social media is my new passion, but I did find happiness in it. And I did find this new form of content and form of myself that I really enjoyed being a part of. And so you ask me about my passion and it's constantly changing. And so when you're stuck, say you're listening to this and like I was, and I was 16 and I didn't know where I wanted to go and my life was ruined because my passion died and I couldn't see any light ahead of me. Well, to be honest with you, I don't know what my passion is right now. And it's just constantly changing. My interests are constantly changing. Like, even just look at me now. I'm talking about buying a house. And I'm talking about, you know, asbestos inspection and DIY and drywall and all these things that I have no idea about. No idea. I'm an author. I'm a poet. I'm a guy that makes somewhat cringy videos on the internet, and now all of a sudden I'm really interested in home and DIY and decor and industrial design and interior design, everything like that. And it just doesn't make sense, because it doesn't have to make sense. Passion is constantly changing, just like you are. And so to the 16-year-old me, it's gonna keep going. You're gonna keep going. And you're going to find things that are going to fulfill you each and every day of every year. And it just might be different than the last.
And well, friends, those are my thoughts. I apologize, I've been a little sick, but I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please let me know. And if you've listened this long, can you please give a rating on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify? We're at like 3,300 on Spotify, and I think that's unreal. And my goal is 5,000. But thank you very much for listening. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.